Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Well, good morning and welcome to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Kontos.
And, you know, some of the most fun that we have, y'all don't get to hear because it's during break time, and that's when Sherry really kind of comes out of her.
It's true.
Hey, we had a lot to talk about this week. We're going to really, really go into the five critical elements. I get questions throughout the course of the year. You're always asked and requested of you to send me things that you want to know about, so that we can tailor the show to things that you want to hear. So you can shoot me an email, consider this at yourlifeafterwork.com, or call us at 800-928-4001. But we boil stuff down to what we call five critical elements. Mm-hmm. And somebody asked the other day, where did they come from? Well,
Joe's head.
No, it didn't. Okay, they did come from my head.
But, they did.
But when I started teaching at Purdue, I was an adjunct professor at Purdue University teaching financial planning for 7 years or 14 semesters, whichever one you want to call it. It's a long time. And I loved it thoroughly, but I got a hold of the first textbook. It was $240. It had two mistakes in it. I could not imagine making kids spend money on a book that I wasn't going to teach out of.
Yeah.
And so nobody had a textbook after semester number one. But what I did have to do was to build the curriculum in a way that the CFP board would sign off, in a way that Purdue University would sign off. And so I divided it into essentially six different areas. One of them is economics, understanding, you know, supply and demand and, you know, the macros and the micros and the Fed and, you know, fiscal and all of that other good stuff.
I love that stuff.
I know you do.
I do.
You have a degree in economics. but the other five were the five critical elements. There are five areas of financial life I think people may miss. I think most of us know one or two of them, or think we know one or two of them, and then the other ones can derail us at the most inopportune of times. So your life after work, some people would call retirement planning.
Yep.
The second one is tax planning, not tax preparation. That's what your CPA does. Tax planning is what you have to do before the end of the calendar year. The third is the investment playbook, how I want to look at what's going on in the markets, the economy, and everything else today. The fourth then is life happens. It's the good and bad and ugly of life that happens to you maybe once or twice in your life, which very few of us are prepared for. And then, of course, the legacy plan. How do I want to leave my money to my heirs? But more importantly, how do I want my money to take care of me when I'm not capable of taking care of myself? That is how we define the legacy plan. So every year we get questions throughout the course of the year. We keep them usually for the holidays. And we're just going to sit down and knock out as many of the 20 questions as we can today. You got a question or comment, shoot me an email. Consider this at yourlifeafterwork.com, 800-928-4001. We'll take a break and be right back.
Hi, I'm Sherry Kontos, co-host for Consider This with Joe Clark. Joe is a certified financial planner and former professor at Purdue University. Joe is the managing partner for the Financial Enhancement Group based in Central Indiana, and Joe's passion is teaching people about their money. Find out more at yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group manages more than $300 million for families in 31 states. The Financial Enhancement Group takes care of people who don't want to worry about their money. Join Joe and me as we address your questions about money in five key areas: retirement planning, tax planning, investment planning, risk management, and estate planning. And each week, we will tackle questions that can make a difference in your life. The Financial Enhancement Group can be reached at 800-928-4001. You can find out more at our website, yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group is an SEC-registered investment advisor. Securities offered through World Equity Group, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC.
Well, good morning and welcome to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Kontos.
And we are so happy to have you along.
True.
Sherry, it is it is probably my favorite week of the year.
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving week.
Yeah.
You know, so if most of you who are hearing this are hearing it after Thanksgiving. We actually record this a little bit before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
But it is clearly my favorite time. There's no requirements. There's no gifting.
Like gifts? Yeah.
There's no expectation other than to show up.
And eat. Like it because of the food.
I like it because, it's not even the food anymore. It's the family. It's the friends. It's the getting together.
Yep.
So this week's show is all about that. I get a bunch of questions from over the course of the week, month, year that come in. Some are longer than others. And so what I try to do for this week is come up with the top 20. I don't know that I'll get through all 20, but Sherry, you've got the questions, and these are the ones that come in. And if you've got a question or comment, something you would like to hear us talk about, just shoot me an email. Consider this at yourlifeafterwork.com. And I will make sure that you make the top 20 for next year.
Yeah, so this is like the top 20 for the year.
Yeah, it's probably the top 20 for the quarter. But yeah. We get a lot of emails anymore. So go ahead.
Okay, good. Well, the first one, and actually this is funny because this came up where I was this morning, this very question.
Okay.
Should I put money in an IRA? And it was a very specific situation that I was asked about.
Well, then give me the specific situation.
Specific situation is I have a friend whose son just got his first career type job. He will be a fireman.
Cool.
For the city of Austin.
Thank you for your service.
Yeah. So his question to his mother was, should I, because there is some sort of retirement setup there. I don't have any of the details, but his question was about Roth or not Roth.
Okay.
He's going to put money in, but Roth
so
or
see,
not Roth.
And here's the problem with these single questions. I could spend like an hour, on that. It appears so simple, but it's really not. So let's first start with firefighters. Many times people who are in the firefighter world, opt out of Social Security. Depends on the organization that they are in. Yeah, it's one of the places that can do that. And so sometimes they have the municipality will let them do that. So I would not opt out of Social Security if I were you. If I had a choice,
right?
So question number two is, where does a dollar best go? Right.
Okay.
So now I've got a buck and I'm going to start to pay myself. And this is when I used to teach at Purdue, I would look at my students and I'd say, listen, some gray haired gentleman that looks a lot like me, who has your best intentions in mind, is going to look at you and say, hey, when you graduate, you need to pay yourself first, because if you don't, you're going to wind up retiring and have nothing left later on. Right. And so you need to be putting money in the company plan. You need to be saving. You need to be accumulating. And they do have the best of intentions.
Okay.
The problem is, in many cases, that's only half of the story. You always need to save money, to save and accumulate. The question is, where do I put that dollar?
Where to save it?
So let's say I went to work for a fire department.
Okay.
Fire departments are not for profits, and so they're going to use a thing that's either a 457 plan, which means that it functions for a municipality, or they're going to use a 403B for a not-for-profit.
Okay.
Almost all of them are 457. So they've got a few different rules. 457s, 403Bs, 401Ks kind of look, act, and smell alike. You have the opportunity to be able to put money in.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully the company or the department is going to match money based on your contribution. Doesn't always happen.
Right.
In some municipalities, they put it in for you whether you do or not.
Mm-hmm.
Let's pretend in this case that if you put in a dollar, they give you a dollar.
Okay.
Right?
That'd be great.
Always take free money. Always take free money.
Mm-hmm.
So if I put in a dollar and get a dollar, then I'm going to put in every single dollar I can up to the last free dollar they give me.
Right.
Right. So let's take this to one of my daughters worked at a hospital in the town that we live in.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have a Roth program, which means everything that she put in was tax deferred. Well, what's that mean? Tax deferred means I'm putting in money and I'm not going to pay the taxes today. I'm going to defer it. Right.
Right. Yep.
Think about a football game and I'm going to defer the kickoff. I want the ball in the second half. Right.
Right. Perfect.
So I'm going to defer paying taxes today. I'll pay the taxes later in life. Well, in her case, she's at a 0% tax bracket.
Right.
When you start, your hope is that in the future you will make more money than what you make today.
Right.
Right. But because she wanted free money, which is, there's nothing wrong with that. She should have done it. I told her to do it. She deferred her taxes at 0%, which just really, in case you can't get this, really annoyed the daddy. Right? Shouldn't be that way.
But she would have gotten the free money anyway, right?
Yeah, but if it was a Roth, she would have deferred 0% and had money that was tax-free forever.
Forever, I know.
Because the company chose not to have a Roth option.
Oh,
she had to defer at zero. If it was a Roth, she could have taken the Roth. She'd have still paid no taxes because she's at a 0% tax bracket. And she'd have had the free money.
Got it.
It's like getting your cake and eating it too, right? So anyhow, so the first dollar should always go to the company plan where it is matched.
Yep.
Then your next question is, where does that next dollar go, right? Where does the next dollar go? And if the company's got a Roth option, it's got good investment options, then it may very well belong in the company plan. If it doesn't, you may want to look at a Roth IRA. Remember, my friends, we go through three phases of finance as we begin to accumulate and then preserve and then finally distribute our life savings. So if you think about it as a plane ride, right? I made the mistake. One of the families we take care of flies one of those big 777 thingies.
Yeah.
Right?
It's a as plane. In the pilot?
Yeah. It's a plane. You can't even imagine how it gets off the ground. Mm. Right. And I made the mistake. My fault. My bad. Right. I made the mistake of telling him that he doesn't do that much different. He goes in the cockpit. He comes out every now and then and gets some coffee. Oh, my. It was a 2-hour dissertation. And the bottom line is I should have known better, because I know that when you guys get your statements in the mail, when you get your 401k or when you get your IRA, you tend to look at it like it's the same thing, regardless of what age you are and how much money you have. But the reality is that we go through three very different phases of finance. Just like they load the plane, they take off, they get to 30,000 feet, they do some stuff that's different, and eventually they land the plane, hopefully safely, but in another location.
Yeah.
Right. That's really what you're doing with your money when you go to save. And in the accumulation phase, when this young man is saving money, his two primary directives are to save the right percentage of his income. Doesn't matter how much it is.
Right.
I mean, if your income is going to vastly change over life, especially in the later years, then this doesn't always work. But if you're in a normalized based career, as long as you start saving the right percentage of your income, that would be one. Mm-hmm. And two, you focus on tax diversification. Diversification means I want some money that is after tax, means I've already paid the taxes on it, but I've got it in an account over here where I can make some choices. Number two would be tax deferred. That's the money your employer has to put in. And then three would be the Roth IRA, if you would. Go ahead.
Yeah. So you would be proud of me.
She raises her finger.
Well, I do, because I don't want to interrupt
people
you,
people are supposed to see this on the radio.
So you would be proud of me because I said to her, remember, a Roth is not a thing.
They're very good.
It is a tax code.
It is a tax code. It is a wrapper. It is not a thing. Yes. So that does not control the way that it's invested. It merely controls the way that it is taxed.
See,
2 years on the radio, Sherry, you are getting there. Yeah. You know, I told you we had 20 things today we're going to talk about. We covered one.
That's unknown.
And we covered one. We're going to get there. You know, it may be Christmas before we're done, but hey, who knows? Anyhow, you're listening to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark, along with Sherry Kontos. You got a question or comment, shoot us an email, considerthis@yourlifeafterwork.com. You can always find more at our website, including the missing segment, as they like to say. That's
the
how it's been deemed.
Segment.
You know, we do an extra segment that most of the stations don't get.
That's mine.
You can find that on our website. Again, considerthis@yourlifeafterwork.com or give us a call, 800-928-4001. We'll take a break and be right back.
When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison, the one company with over 25 years experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. Again, that's 800-213-9256.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Biz Talk Radio.
Well, good morning and welcome back to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
And I'm Sherry Kontos.
Happy to have you along. You know, it is Thanksgiving week, and we came up with the top 20 questions that we were asked this year.
Mm-hmm.
It took the whole first segment to go through one. So I'm guessing.
Big questions.
I'm guessing we're not going to get through 20, but go ahead, Sherry. What's next?
Okay, well, the second question is, should I buy long-term care? And that's actually kind of a hot topic right now.
So here's the first time that I had got a call from the CFP board and said, Mr. Clark, you can't say that.
Oh, dear. Somebody told you that?
It was the late 90s, yeah. So here's what happens, guys. Now, number one, I'm a reasonably logical fella, right? It's my job to remove emotion, remove distraction, and make the best decisions I can.
Yes.
So long-term care, for those of you who are not familiar with the terminology, is nursing home insurance. That's what they're talking about.
Right.
And today, some of it is actually to stay at home insurance. They have, you know, there's some policies that will take care of you when you're at home. There are four things that you can do with risk. And there's only four.
Mm-hmm.
And risk can be anything. Risk can be cutting your finger with a knife. I mean, risk can be anything, but there's only four things you can do with risk. And back in my younger days, I'm not younger any longer, but back in my younger days, I had a Harley Davidson and I used to ride my motorcycle around. And so when I taught at Purdue, I taught people risk by looking at the Harley. So when it's raining outside, especially when there's leaves on the ground, it's dangerous to ride a motorcycle. And so what's the first thing I can do? Well, I can leave it in the garage.
Yes.
Right. I can avoid the risk. So number one you can do is avoid. With long-term care, you know, most of us would love to avoid the nursing home. We can't always just say, I'm not going.
May not be our choice.
Right. But we try to avoid it by taking better care of ourselves, doing the things that we can do. The second thing I can do is reduce the risk. How would I reduce the risk of the leaves and the wet ground, Sherry?
By better tires.
Better tires or wearing a helmet.
Well, yes.
Indiana's not a helmet state, so I can put a helmet on and say, okay, I'm going to reduce the risk, right?
Yes.
I can say, you know what, Mom, because Mom really didn't like when I rode the Harley at all. I can simply retain the risk. I can say, you know what, I'm going to deal with it.
I want to live my life.
It's not that big of a deal. I am going to ride my bike. It's the last day of the year that I can do it. So I can retain the risk. Mm-hmm. I can take it on me. The fourth thing that I can do then is to transfer the risk. Transfer the risk by buying a life insurance policy, transfer the risk by buying a disability policy.
Mm-hmm.
And in this case, we're talking about long-term care.
Yeah, okay.
So with risk, you can avoid, you can transfer, you can reduce, you can retain. Those are your four choices. There are no more. Don't work too hard, right?
Okay.
That's it, right? So here was the problem. This guy comes in this suit in actually the office that we're standing in today, comes in 1998, and he looks at me and he goes, Mr. Clark, your clients want to buy long-term care, and boy, indeed did they. I mean, I could sell it like pancakes on you know, I mean, they want to buy it because it's a fear that everybody has.
Yeah.
I happen to grow up working in nursing homes. I've been an orderly. I have worked in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. I understand how ugly these places are, and I've watched the financial impact. I know emotionally people want to buy them. But the guy looked at me and he says, Mr. Clark, here's the deal. He says, one out of two of your clients are going to need long-term care over the course of their life. And I'm like, ooh, one out of two. Now, that's ugly.
Yeah.
He said, we're going to pay you a 35% commission to go sell these policies.
Whoa.
And I'm looking at going, okay, let me get this straight. Back then, they wanted $4,000 to guarantee a $6,000 a month income, right? They're going to pay me a 35% commission. You know, I manage money for a living, guys. I'm good, but I ain't that good. I mean, you can't.
How can
you
they
can't
make it?
Take $4,000, give $6,000 a month forever, and one out of two people need it. It violated everything as a CFP that I had ever heard possible, right? So now here we are, and we fast forward. I'm, you know, 3 decades later into the industry. It's now 2017, and I'm sitting down and I'm reviewing this. And, you know, we take care of a little over 800 families in 31 states. We have four, count them,
four
people that are in facilities.
Wow.
Four. That's it, four. You know, so it's, so was it.
So the math wasn't right.
Was it one out of two people who needed it? I don't know if people didn't actually need the care or if we just figured out a different way to deal with it because kids are kids and they take care of moms and dads. I can't answer that. I can merely tell you that back then as a young person in the industry, when they looked at me and they said one out of two are going to need it, it's $4,000 a year for a $6,000 a month benefit, and we're going to pay you a $35 or 35% commission. I looked at it and said, "God, something ain't working out here."
So right? What
the
happened
math
to
is
those
bad.
Guys?
Well, if you go down to Florida, what you will find is people's premiums have doubled, in some cases tripled.
Yeah,
there are lawsuits against the state insurance commission. You know, people knew they had a good deal. Right.
Yeah.
They were paying $4,000 a month for a $4,000 a year, rather, for a $6,000 a month benefit. Well, heck yes, I would have bought it, too.
Hmm.
You know, if I looked at it through the lens that they did. So please don't take this in any way, shape or form as me saying that you should cancel your long term care policy. That is not at all what I'm saying. What I'm telling you is that when you sit down and you look at the fundamentals of math, and you look at the understanding of how risk works, you want to be able to make good, intelligent decisions, and that's what we tried to help people do. Now, I do have, I have seen some life insurance policies that have long-term care attached to them.
As part of it.
As part of it, so that you can either use it as a death benefit or you can use it as that, as long-term care. I think those probably make more sense, but you really want to understand how the contract works, how it looks. There are policies that will pay you after you spend money, right? So you have to file for reimbursement, if you will, okay?
Okay.
And there's other ones that will pay you because you are incapable of taking care of yourself. I prefer the ones that are going to send me a check as opposed to me having to fill out paperwork to get reimbursed. Why? Well, I have two daughters, both in healthcare.
Yeah.
One would hope that if something happened to myself or my wife, that they would eagerly take care of us and be supportive. The last thing I would want to do is to have to pay them an income. The thing that I would hate even worse than that is having to pay them an income and then get taxed on it.
Mm.
Right. So if it's merely money that is coming to me as a reimbursement or as a not as a reimbursement, rather, but if it's coming because of the benefit, you'll hear people talk about ADLs. Those are the daily things that you're able to do. So if you're able to feed yourself, walk, take medicine, go to the restroom on your own,
those
clean
ADLs.
Yourself. Yeah, there's all sorts of cute terms in the insurance industry. But anyhow.
So you're saying case-by-case basis on the long-term.
I'm saying case-by-case. Do not listen to the show and go cancel your long-term care policy. That's not my point.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's just before you buy something, you really want to stop and ask a question. Does this make sense? The state of Florida, before we had the crisis in 08, came up with a college plan that you could save and accumulate money in, made all of the sense in the world for you to buy it. They had no ability to finance it.
Isn't that amazing?
And so what happened, you know, here's the state of Florida. They know more than Joe does. You know, so they made a deal, and what you essentially got in the state of Florida was a letter that said, Sherry, we fully intend to cooperate with the deal we made. You're just going to have to wait a year. And what you don't see is most kids wanting to wait a year to go to college.
Right.
So grandma, grandpa, mom, dad, they did the right things. But finances are finances. Math is math. Please don't get caught in a pickle. Pay attention to what's going on out there. So, hey, you're listening to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark, along with Sherry Contos. You get a question or comment, shoot me an email. Consider this at yourlifeafterwork.com. Don't forget, you can always go to our website to get more of my newspaper column, previous radio shows, and, of course, Sherry's missing segment. Hey, 800-928-4001. We'll take a break. Be right back.
Hi, I'm Joe Clark, host of Consider This and managing partner of the Financial Enhancement Group. For the last 20 years, the Financial Enhancement Group has developed a process that's straightforward and simple. I'll share that with you, what we use to protect more than 700 families, more than $300 million in retirement assets. We take care of people who don't want to worry about their money. I started in this industry before the crash in 1987, and I've been an active participant helping families like yours strive to build a secure retirement. Here's what I've learned as a certified financial planner, a former professor at Purdue University, and as a trusted advisor for the last three decades. Nothing will separate you from your retirement like the Internal Revenue Service. You can reach us at 800-928-4001 at yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group is an SEC-registered investment advisor, securities offered through World Equity Group Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC. Again, that number is 800-928-4001, and you can reach us at yourlifeafterwork.com.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time, but some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, That was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Biz Talk Radio.
Well, good morning and welcome back to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Kontos.
We are happy to have you along, and I do mean that. You know, there's a lot of things that we can do with our time.
Yeah.
And I know that it's a choice to take the time to listen to us, and we appreciate that. And it's why I'm very, very serious. If you have a question or something that you would like to know or learn, email me. Consider this at yourlifeafterwork.com. Don't forget, when you go to the website, one of the things you can sign up for is our market carver. Every week we mail out a 3 to 5 minute video that says, hey, here's what we think is the most important thing going on in the economy every week.
Yeah.
Winds up in your inbox around 11 o'clock every Thursday morning.
And that's the stuff we don't talk about on the radio.
Yeah. We don't do headlines here. We don't do the market so much as you know, I want to give you things that you need to consider financially that are going on. So
speaking of
that, there we go.
Okay. So you want to continue on in our questions
sure.
of the
yeah.
year.
Yeah.
All right. How much life insurance do I need?
Well, are you dying today or tomorrow?
We don't know.
We don't know, right?
We don't know.
Even if you did know, how much insurance would you need? I taught my students, and we work on our planning team when this question comes up. In my opinion, because some people would argue with me, in my opinion, life insurance is used for one of two things. It is either used to replace income, mm-hmm. right? So, you know, Barb's been fortunate enough to... Did I call her Bob?
You called her Bob. Wow. I don't think that's right.
I've never married a Bob.
No.
And I'm not from Massachusetts. So I you know, it's there. You know.
Yeah.
So Barb and I have been married for 29 years. And, you know, she was fortunate enough to be able to stay at home.
Mm-hmm.
If something happened to me, we're 50. I'll be 51 here next month. But if something happened to me, she would be in what's called the blackout years. And the blackout years are a period of time after your kids have reached a certain age, usually 18, though those rules change, until the time she's eligible to file for Social Security on my behalf, or on her behalf, on my name.
I've never heard of that term.
That's called the blackout years. So if something were to happen, she would need income replacement to be able to maintain the standard of living to which she has become accustomed, or some amount of money. People think that life insurance is to pay off mortgages, it's to pay off cars, it's to get out of debt. You know, in the old days, maybe, but most of our incomes are most people's income is greater than what the value of their home is when you're at least at this stage of the life in terms of where we are working-wise. So it's, you know, it's that replacement of income. The second thing, then, is what's called a liquidity issue, right? It's to be able to take care of stuff. So if there were federal inheritance taxes or federal estate taxes that had to be paid, if there was a business deal that had to be worked out, you know, something that you owed money because you were no longer there.
Right.
Right.
So here's my question about life insurance, because I feel like it depends on how old you are, obviously. But the reason I say that is because your situation changes, your need for liquidity changes, your need for all those things. So are you supposed to be like constantly updating that amount?
I believe constantly updating constantly is a
well. I mean, is that something
pretty strong word?
Well, I know, but I mean, it doesn't make sense.
We've had the same amount of insurance on me for probably the last 5 years.
Okay.
Has it? Do I have a lot more today than I had 15 years ago? And the answer is yes.
Yes.
Will I need as much 25 years from now as I do today? Probably not, because the income part wouldn't have to be replaced.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
And part of it would depend on where the estate tax rules are at the time. Right.
Mm-hmm.
But you do bring up a good point when you look at insurance. And this was one of the things that was so confusing to my students. When they would leave Purdue, many times places would try to hire them to sell life insurance-type products. All insurance, let's make sure we get this straight. All life insurance is annual renewable term. It's ART, annual renewable term. The rest of it is just packaging.
Huh.
So you may buy a policy that you call whole life.
Sure,
right?
Yeah.
And the insurance company has factored in your age, your life expectancy, your probability of surrendering the policy early. They've put all of those things together,
right,
and they wrap it into a one fixed price where if you write a check every month or every year, you know that you've got a certain face amount.
Mm-hmm.
You know you have a guaranteed cash value amount that you can trade for the death benefit. You never get both of those. You get one or the other.
Right.
Right? And then you've got a dividend or what's called a paid-up addition that's always yours that is inside of the contract. But it is based on the cost of term insurance. The older we get, the more expensive insurance gets.
Right.
Because regardless of whether you live to be 140 or 62, you're closer to dying tomorrow
yes.
than you were today.
We
right?
all are, yeah.
It's, I mean, just pure math says that. So,
right.
So the, you know, I tend to buy term insurance because I believe we live in a very mobile world.
Mm-hmm.
I loved the concept of being able to use insurance to be able to have tax-free buildup of cash. But then the IRS created the Roth for me.
Yeah.
And once the Roth came out, I think for most American families, it's a better use of capital than the other.
So how often do you look at your insurance?
Well, you know, in our office, when we do a family update, so once a year, our families come in, we sit down, and we go through what we call the five critical elements.
Mm-hmm.
So we start by looking at Sherry's financial vision. And if you're doing this on your own, God bless, guys, that's fine. But make sure that you're following the pattern. Make sure that you have articulated a financial vision to your loved ones or to whomever would take over the job if you were no longer capable of doing it on your own. I'll give you a couple examples. One of my missionaries says at 65, he wants to give away more money to other people than what he spends on himself.
Yes.
One of my doc's wives says at 92, she doesn't want to be a bag lady. You know, so your financial vision is your financial vision. It's not anybody else's. You figure out what it is, but articulate it, have it written out. We use that because if something happens and you get a little bit older, and you don't remember why it is you made a certain decision, your own words are better to remind you than me, your kids, or someone else.
Right.
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 So that's the financial vision. And then there's five, what I call critical elements. There's five things that can send you down a financial abyss, if you will. And the first one is your life after work, right? Some people would call it retirement planning. You know, we want to make sure that it's on track. So every time Sherry comes in, we sit down and we say, okay, you know, at what age do you plan on going? We know something could happen that would accelerate that.
Right.
We know you may get there and decide that you want to stay around a few years longer.
When you say going, you mean retire.
Retire, yes.
We were just talking about life insurance.
It's not Soylent Green. Yeah, we don't. This is not planned obsolescence,
yeah, okay,
so to speak. So,
okay.
But we look at that and we want to make sure that we're on track. We talked about that retirement practice year. Make sure that we're ready to go so that we know where our budget is between fixed and social expense. We've got all of that part worked out.
Right.
The second thing then is a tax planning. That's something that we've just finished up for the families that we take care of. It's something that has to happen every single year. If you don't do it before the end of the year, it ain't going to happen, right? It's one of those things that you have to do before the clock strikes midnight, December 31st. The third then is the investment playbook, making sure your investments match where you are in life and where it is you're trying to head. The fourth is life happens. It's the stuff that only comes up maybe once or twice in your life, the good, the bad, and the ugly, but very, very quick emotional decisions can derail you.
Mm.
And then the last but not least is the legacy plan. You know, everything you've got, how do you want it to take care of you
right
when you're not able to take care of yourself? And who do you want it to go to when God finally calls you home,
mm-hmm.
right? So you put those things together and then you come up with the right decision in terms of how your money needs to be treated and owned. And like yep. I said, we do that once a year. Do you need to change your life insurance policy every year? No.
But that would come up in your planning.
That would certainly come up in the conversation. Hey, you're listening to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark, along with Sherry Contos. You got a question or comment, shoot me an email. Consider this at yourlifeafterwork.com. We'll take a break. Be right back.
Hi,
I'm Sherry Kontos, co-host for Consider This with Joe Clark. Joe is a certified financial planner and former professor at Purdue University. Joe is the managing partner for the Financial Enhancement Group based in Central Indiana, and Joe's passion is teaching people about their money. Find out more at yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group manages more than $300 million for families in 31 states. The Financial Enhancement Group takes care of people who don't want to worry about their money. Join Joe and me as we address your questions about money in five key areas: retirement planning, tax planning, investment planning, risk management, and estate planning. And each week, we will tackle questions that can make a difference in your life. The Financial Enhancement Group can be reached at 800-928-4001. You can find out more at our website, yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group is an SEC-registered investment advisor. Securities offered through World Equity Group, Inc., member FINRA/SIPC.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Biz Talk Radio.
Well, good morning and welcome back to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Cantos.
Happy to have you along.
We are.
Fastest
we are.
Hour in radio.
It flies.
It does. It goes flies. Way too quickly. But yeah. Anyhow, it's your time.
Yeah.
This is Sherry's missing segment.
It's my missing.
Missing because not everybody gets it.
I
obviously,
know.
If you're hearing it, it's not missing for you.
It's true. But hey, they may come online. They may come to your website and listen to it, even if they don't get it on the radio. And
that's
then
true.
That's great. They see a lot of other stuff too while they're there.
There so. You go.
Well, anyway, today I want to talk about something that I want to talk about because I don't understand it.
Mm.
And because it's oddly something I'd never heard of before I started doing radio with you on this program. And now I hear about it all the time. People are like finally worried about it.
There's a word about when you see a car. When you
oh, yeah. Yeah. What is that called?
I can't remember. That's
yeah,
why
no,
I just said there is a.
Once you start looking for it, you
yeah,
see
yeah.
it all the time.
Well, no. Once it's on your mind, it's on everybody else's mind. So go ahead. What are you talking
okay,
about?
Okay. Well, we talked about it briefly.
The rules are, guys, in case you don't know, I'm not allowed to know what she's going to talk about.
No.
So I have no clue.
No. I love this. I love that about this. But anyway, we talked a little bit last week about required minimum distributions, and we did that in my segment because some good friends of mine asked me the question. You know, they wanted to know about it. They're approaching that age. Hadn't thought about it before. Now it's a big panic.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's a big panic. So I wanted to just go back to that topic a little bit and ask a couple of questions. First of all, how do people prepare for that when it's not like they're going to get a notice in the mail that says today you have to start doing this? Tell me the process.
They sort of get a notice now.
Okay.
They didn't used to get a notice.
Right.
So required minimum distribution, technically, and this is important. I have used this strategy, I think, twice now this year. So please pay attention. Everybody will tell you that required minimum distribution starts when you're 70 and a half. That is technically inaccurate. Required minimum distributions begin the year after the year in which you turn 70 and a half. But if you wait until that year, you have to take two distributions, the first one being prior to April 1.
Mm-hmm.
The penalty for missing that deadline is 50%.
Yeah.
Right? So right. So you are very good when you ask that question of what's the notification like. So let's say we have an account at TD Ameritrade. That's where I keep my money.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in an IRA. TD Ameritrade will send me a letter. The year that I turn 70 and a half, by the
okay.
way, they will send me a letter. It's based on the amount of my account from December 31st the year before.
Mm-hmm.
And they will tell me, based on my life expectancy, the percentage of money that I have to pull out of that account.
Right.
Okay. So I did get a notification. It came from what's called the custodian, TD Ameritrade in this case.
Okay.
If I happen to have money at five other places, I get five other letters.
Okay.
One of the neat rules about an IRA is I can take the money out of one account. It doesn't have to be out of each account. Right?
Right.
And to make life confusing, that is not how it works inside of a 401k. If I had worked at three different employers, I had three different 401ks, I would have to take three required minimum distributions, one from each of the plans. Don't complain, Sherry. Nobody needs whining.
It just bugs me. But anyway,
I know.
Okay. So, all right. So you get this notification. It tells you how much. And then what? Then you have to notify your...
You tell the custodian where you want the money to go. So
right.
In my case, about a third of the money is actually spent. About 30% of the money that comes out as required minimum distributions people use.
Mm-hmm.
About a third of it goes to what we call qualified charitable distributions, or QCDs.
Right.
They have that money go directly to their charity, their university, wherever, instead of making a gift throughout the course of the year.
Okay.
And then the other 40% or so goes just to another retail brokerage account. So it's money from one account to another account, pay the IRS the taxes. We all cry and complain a little bit.
Yes.
You pay
the taxes, though, but what if it's from a Roth?
Well, in a Roth, you don't have to take a required minimum distribution if you're the owner. Now, you do out of a 401k.
Right.
Right.
Okay,
if it's a Roth 401k, you have to take a required minimum distribution. There's no taxes on it. But if myself, and it's my Roth, I don't have to take an RMD. If I die and Barb inherits it as a spouse, she doesn't have to take an RMD. However, Kaylee and Kendra, our kids, do have to take an RMD. Again, it's not taxable, but they do have to take the money.
Okay. So I found this article, and it was reinvesting your required minimum distribution.
Which is what I told you happens about 40% of the time.
Right. But the question was, can I reinvest it and put it back into an IRA or even better, a Roth? And they said the answer is no.
They're correct. On one hand.
Okay. I'm getting upset, right?
You can never put money in a traditional IRA once you're over 70 and a half.
Okay.
And by definition, if you're having to take a required minimum distribution, you are over 70 and a half.
Exactly.
And they are right. You could not put money in a traditional IRA. However, there is no age restriction on contributing to a Roth of anything. So if and it happens, I've got an 80-year-old family that we take care of that works at the polls. So every couple of years, she has an extra $500 to $800 worth of income. And if you think me and my, I put it in a Roth every time.
Yeah.
So
right,
how much
right.
can you put into a Roth? If you're over 50, up to $6,500 a year, you
right.
can't put in more money than what you didn't. You can't put in more than what you didn't make.
Right.
So she
right,
made $800.
Right.
So I can't put in $900.
Right.
Right. Whatever it is she made goes into that Roth IRA every single time.
Yeah.
And will continue to until either I'm done or the rules change.
Hmm. Okay. Well, all right. So what happens if you figure out that you've missed it? You've missed.
It's a 50% penalty.
So what do you do?
If they catch you.
If they catch you?
Yeah. If you get audited. And so here's one of the things about required minimum distributions. Once you've started, it is very, very, very difficult to stop unless you die. Right. Because you didn't pull all of the money out last year, the majority of the time. So if you had an RMD the last 3 years and suddenly you missed one, the IRS knows it. The computer figures it out.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Okay. Well, why would you miss one if you've made it the first three?
Because people go to nursing homes. People get sick.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
People start to not think as well as they thought before.
Right.
They miss the letter in the mail.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's 100,000 different reasons, Sherry. Right?
I know. I'm just...
So what happens is when you make the mistake and you figured out you made the mistake, We tell your CPA, said, hey, and it doesn't our systems are too automated.
Right. Yes,
right?
It's not going to happen here. But
we have people who call off the radio show and say, hey, this happened. What do I do? And the answer is you figure out what the required minimum distribution should have been from the year before.
Mm-hmm.
You recognize that income this year. You provide a letter to the IRS with your tax return that essentially says, I blew it.
Mm-hmm.
I took out extra money this year. Here's the math.
And you're hoping they don't charge you the 50%?
They don't charge. I've not ever. I clearly can't guarantee you that they won't.
Right.
I've never seen them charge the penalty.
Wow.
It's just regular taxation. So if you're creative, that leaves you with some planning alternatives that you might not have thought about.
I see.
Hey, you're listening to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark, along with Sherry Contos. You got a question or comment, you can always shoot us an email. Consider this at yourlifeafterwork.com. There's a whole lot on our website that you can go get, including a segment that most of you missed today. That, you know, we do five segments, and different stations play different segments.
Yes.
But you can always go find them on our website, yourlifeafterwork.com. And, of course, on iTunes, Consider This with Big Joe Clark. If you got a question or comment, shoot us an email. Consider this at yourlifeafterwork.com. You can always give us a call at 800-928.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.